can't, and maybe you can't do that, but what she's asking you for is to set the land value at the value it was last year because she was paying on the three whatever acres. So if you could and you wanted to change the land value, you could do that, and that's what she's asking you for.
I don't believe we need to get involved in this. I think that she needs to go in and pay the taxes on what she paid last year, and this board does not need to get involved in setting the value of the 2-point-some acres at excessive price when she could go in and take her tax bill from last year and pay it on that acreage, and not this board not get into a situation to where we set the value.
You're raising your taxes.
No, we
no,
don't.
That's what I'm hearing here. What you're saying, though, is I can take so that I've got.
I'm not giving you any legal advice. It's just what I would do if I was out there and had this situation. I would pay the taxes I paid last year on the property, and then this board has no authority to raise your taxes on 2 acres to the value of 3.6.
Annie, if I could interrupt, if she does that, she's going to have her taxes paid because she only paid taxes last year on $23,000. Her improvements have gone up for $16,000. And if she pays last year's tax amount this year, she's going to not have her taxes paid.
Did you build a new house?
What happened is at some point, the Chuck, you want to explain to him what happened? Why the reassessment? I think that's what's coming up, don't you?
Back in 2009, her value was $78,000. You can see that there, I guess. In 2010, for some reason, it dropped to $29,053. In doing our job, we found the error, and we've added that structure on. It's not a new structure. I've just been added on.
And with me, for the record, is the only thing that I've ever looked at. I'm very good about paying taxes. I don't want to owe any more taxes than what I owe. I have always looked at the acreage because that's always been the most important thing to me is the land. On that, I don't know what it's worth now. I know the. I had to keep my mouth shut, but it's just like that. Empire does not pay its taxes. I'm going to cover that land and make sure that that land is taken care of so that there is no problem, but it's already agreed with Empire that it works that way. So are you going to, you know, it's going to be a double tax thing, but I'm going to end up paying taxes because that's what has been agreed between the two of us. So,
sure.
No, it's not going to help me. Anything else I say, I definitely, when I come in next year, I am going to pay on the 1.65 acres. Is there a problem with that?
Sure enough, I'm no legal guy, but I think there'll be a problem because you'll have to have a tax bill in order for the collector to pay.
And it's my understanding that it doesn't matter who pays the taxes on the land, it's just a matter of who pays.
But you got to have a bill. Sheila can't take any money unless she's got a bill to fight.
Thank you. May I please have a copy of the minutes or the recording, please, and just send me the bill, and I'll be sure and get that done. Thank you very much, and I'm going to listen and try to keep my mouth shut.
I'll go down there. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, let's move on. All right, let's move on to the next. We have BOE number 2016-101. This is a teleconference.
So the purchase price is $171,000 back in 2011, it would just say that it was a foreclosure. It still says it's overvalued. And it's Patrick and Jamie Roberts.
Are you not going to make a decision on the property, a motion to close it out?
We can. That would affect me denying it, which doesn't mean anything other than we didn't change any values.
Okay. Is that a motion or what?
Mr. Chairman, would you like to go back to that one?
All right, let's move back to...
Move to deny BOE number 2016-97.
Make a decision.
Just so you know, deny allows us to move on. Because nothing was presented to change the actual value.
Okay.
So it's not a, it sounds worse than what it is.
So we have a motion to deny. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, that's just on value. That's just on valuation. It has no bearing on anything else.
I got it. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. Okay, back to 2016-101.
You said there was a foreclosure?
Yes.
There
was a foreclosure.
It looks like it's 200. I believe it's down to 200,000. It's hard to read it.
Is your is this a reassessment on this one?
Okay, April 3rd, 3 years ago. What's his appraisal? It says Jeff Jackson had an appraisal.
I'm saying this is a 5%.
And that was 2013. Grants.
What in the world? How many pages is in that? total on the appraiser.
And what is he asking to move it to?
195 to two, between 195 to 200,000. That's what he's asking.
Don, do you have an actual paper copy of that?
Yeah. We need to lay letter. Appraisals for 2013.
Where is this? Is this up by the Branson Schools?
By the old Branson High School?
Yeah.
Behind
you go right in
there. Oh, okay.
There's a steel up there on top
it's
of it.
It's a gated, little gated.
Yeah.
Off of the...
Oh, of course.
Oh, good.
Appraisal says $225,000.
She says what?
Appraisal says $225,000 from 3 years ago. So he's using sales...
And we're right now 229.2.
Yeah. Motion to deny.
Well, he's using... I'll let you.
Do we want to get him on the phone? Or?
Sure.
We can. I'm going to withdraw my motion then.
Okay.
You can take that box over.
No, I like getting up.
Okay.
Thank you. They say sitting all day is one of the, it's terrible for you. Yeah, might as well smoke.
Hello, is this Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization. Here in Taney County, looking at your property at the summit at Branson Condominium, Unit 1, Building 5.
Yes.
And it's showing that it's assessed at $229,200.
What is that? Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. You purchased it in 2011?
I'm sorry?
You purchased it in 2011?
I believe that's correct.
Shows 53111.
Hey, Dan?
Yeah.
Previously, it was 219.
I'm sorry. I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
We were looking at the previous... assessed value, and it was at
$219,000. Okay. At the time that we purchased it, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and at the time my husband and I purchased it, we purchased it in foreclosure. So, like I said, I put on that form, we purchased it at 171 or 173, I don't quite remember, but we did purchase it in foreclosure, and there were several foreclosures that occurred within that time frame of a couple of years, but the comps that I sent are not foreclosures. They had previously sold as foreclosures, or at least one of them had. But the most recent sales of those three comps are not foreclosures. Because I know that that's not taken into consideration for pricing.
And the appraisal, the last appraisal that you had by Jackson came out to be 225, is that correct?
Yes, and that was done in 2013. So it is 3 years old now. The reason why I wanted to include that, though, is to show just the square footage that he calculated, not only the finished square footage, but on page 11 of the building sketch, he does the total living area plus the garage space and the covered porch areas. And so... I was trying to figure out the best way to compare apples to apples,